Last week, demonstrators in Syracuse marked the 70th anniversary of Nakba, or catastrophe in Arabic, which refers to the migration of hundreds of thousands of Palestinians during the independence of Israel. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the Syracuse rally was held the day after the U.S. moved its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and more than 50 Palestinians were killed by Israeli forces at the Gaza border.
Ashley Borer, a member of the Syracuse chapter of Jewish Voice for Peace, says President Donald Trump's decision to move the embassy is horrifying.
And it's a direct provocation intended to demonstrate to Palestinians that the U.S. government and that the Israeli government are working together to contribute to the occupation, make it seem as though there is no alternative and that peace is not possible.
Erin Aburuzik, whose father is from Palestine, says she does not think moving the embassy was the cause of the protest, which turned deadly at the Gaza border.
It's the conditions in Gaza that are so oppressive that people must resist, and the resistance is met with gunfire.
Green Party gubernatorial candidate Howie Hawkins called on Governor Andrew Cuomo to cancel a planned trip to Israel. Cuomo postponed the trip after the violence at the Gaza border. Hawkins says he would put conditions on any such visit, that Israel stop settlements in the West Bank, the blockade of Gaza, and start respecting Palestinian human rights and negotiating a one- or two-state solution. Central New York Republican Congressman John Katko and Senator Charles Schumer both supported moving the embassy. Schumer says it was long overdue. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.